but I think the world is better that people do. The world is a better place having people like
having
that.
Having people do it so we can talk about it and laugh.
Yes, and laugh about it.
How stupid you have to be to put your wiener in a grill.
Yeah, I mean, if you're ever having a bad day, just think to yourself, well, at least my thing isn't in a grill. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show. I am Bat Snacks.
And I'm Time Asus.
Welcome to the show today. We have a great show for you.
And yeah, we're in episode 11 of the Time Bat Show.
That's the first repeating digits.
Are we going to do this every episode?
We can find cool patterns with numbers. That's
milestones.
Something I like to do.
The first repeating digits. The
big
first,
milestones.
Yeah, the next one's going to be at 22 and then 33. Yeah. Wow, we're really hitting all those important milestones. I'm so excited about that.
Next episode has a whole lot of, I guess, factors.
12? Yeah.
Yeah, you've got like 2, 3, 4, and 6, so that's exciting.
And everyone has already tuned out of this episode. Great work. Good night, everyone. No, just kidding. So what has been going on this last week? Nothing important happened last week.
No.
We're not going to talk about anything. Like, nothing worldwide really happened. So, you know, just...
But some cool stuff happened.
Just your average kind of week.
Yeah.
Some cool stuff did happen.
Go ahead. We can get into some, I guess, news stories that happened in the past week.
You've been watching, what, the World Series of Chess or whatever the hell it's called?
Yeah, the World Chess Championships 2016.
Yeah. And how's that going?
So I paid for the streaming package because I'm a fan of, I guess, competitive games, and I wanted to see this new live chess broadcasting platform
Twitch,
that they're touting.
Twitch Chess.
Yeah, this is the first year they're doing this, and they pretty much made like Twitch for chess, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And so I bought the streaming package just kind of expecting it to be
really
like,
bad.
A huge, hilarious disaster. And for everyone to be really upset and mm-hmm. for to have like a bunch of technical glitches.
Uh-huh.
And for the most part, that's been true.
Oh, that's good.
They even sent everybody who subscribed an apology letter in the email.
Did they refund anybody?
Email. Yes, they apologized for the first day of broadcasting since over half of the people who paid for it reported technical difficulties.
Did they refund anybody money?
Not that I know of. It was $15 for the World Series streaming package, and some of the features you get with that were you get to watch the chess games in virtual reality broadcasting.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know, but you can do it.
Yeah.
So you know that like Google Cardboard
yeah.
thing mm-hmm. where you can put your phone in it? So apparently there's a way to watch the game
oh.
using that. I don't have one of those, so I haven't done that.
What does that get you? I mean, it's a stationary game. It's two people
sitting.
It's
a first for sports worldwide.
I mean, I could guess I could understand how cool that would be if maybe you're like watching like tennis or something, like in motion.
Yeah.
You like look back and forth or whatever.
But like,
chess
multiple viewing
people,
angles.
Like, who cares?
They're precedent setters. They're really...
Hey, you got to do it somewhere.
They're really ahead of the curve.
So $15, huh? That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's kind of outrageous.
I mean, does it come with anything else?
No.
I mean, I think I logged in.
Yeah, there's live commentary with
And
experts.
They have like the board thing. Like they have a live stream of like the board state. Like they
yeah.
have the video and then they have like the board.
And they have, I guess, like a really powerful chess engine analyzing it, and it'll give you stats and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, analyzing, like, moves they can do or whatever?
Yeah, like, what
oh, that's
the good
neat.
Move, and, yeah.
Like, if he was smart, he would do this right now
yeah.
or whatever.
But he's not. He made a huge blunder.
What's
yeah.
the time limit on that, on World Series of Chess, or whatever,
so,
World Chess?
I don't know, but the games have been running, like, I think about 6 hours apiece.
So there's not really a time limit for all intents and purposes. They can take as long as they need to.
No, there's a time limit. It's like an hour and 40 minutes, and every move they get an additional 30 seconds, and after 40 moves they get an extra hour. So it's the really complicated time rules.
So there's a time limit, but like it's long. Like they can take they can take their time. Sounds kind of boring.
It's interesting to watch. It's just kind of
in the background while you're doing work or something.
As a spectacle, it's pretty cool. I've been watching these world championships for a few years now, and I was super excited about like this new technology push that they're trying to do.
Is it over yet, or is it still?
No, it's still in progress. They're actually tied right now.
How many games do they play?
It's the first person to 6.5 points, I think, and a draw is half a point, and a win is 1 point.
Okay.
And as of a few minutes ago, they were drawn. But it looked like Magnus Carlsen, the 25-year-old Norwegian, who is the reigning champion, it looked like he was going to win this game as black, which I guess like at the highest level, that's really hard to do.
Is it? I don't know.
I mean,
I guess they're at a disadvantage.
White gets
right?
to move first, yeah, and I guess that's like a huge advantage. But
right. Yeah. I mean, I know about chess in the very...
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this before. So what are their scores at right now then?
I'm not sure actually.
But they're like tied or whatever.
They've played, I think today was their fourth game. They tied three games and it looked like Magnus was winning this one.
That's really exciting. So this chess service has just been a complete utter disaster kind of thing.
Yeah. It's been good. I've enjoyed it.
Didn't you say like people could like move the
on the first day, you know, they have like a virtual representation of the board on their site with all the pieces
to show you,
and
where
shows
the
you where everything
pieces
is.
Are at.
Well, the first day, anybody could move the pieces anywhere on the board, like literally anyone
in like
the world.
Click and drag it or something.
It was like Twitch plays chess, pretty much, with the world champion pieces, and you could just see the pieces moving around like at 100 times per second.
Why?
And people were like restarting the time limit. And
why is that functionality even programmed into the thing? Like,
so I have a theory. I have a theory. They have a feature where you can make moves, like hypothetical moves, and the engine will
like
show you if it was good or not. Yeah, okay. It'll calculate if your move was good and how it matches up like what something like they would do would be.
But that was updating everyone.
But it updated everybody's board at first, and it was really funny.
That's fantastic. Oh, which brings me to another thing. I want to make Twitch Plays Chess. We talked about this briefly.
So I think it's a really cool idea. We sort of brainstormed about this on Twitter a little bit, but I just don't know if the world likes chess enough for that.
Is the world ready for Twitch Plays Chess? I think they
Or are we like 100 years too late for that?
Like, if this is like 1935, everyone would be like, yes, this is the best invention. But
chess.
Right now,
that's exactly what I need more of in my life.
Like, we're the only two people that would be interested in this. Us and a bunch of like mathematicians or whatever, right?
and they probably wouldn't have enough time to play Twitch Plays Chess.
Okay, so here's what I envision. Okay,
okay,
like it's like a group versus a group, though. So like everyone that's playing has like a vote for what move they want to do, and so it's kind of engaging in that, like you're talking to all these people in like Twitch chat and being like, I think we should move here, and everyone's like, no, I think we should move here. And it's kind of like a mass hysteria thing, and you all vote, and then after like 30 seconds or something, like the most voted thing is calculated, and then it's moved.
Yeah, and pretty much every game is the perpetual sacrifice the queen versus make an actual good move.
Right. Like, you have to like basically protect against the trolls while playing chess at the same time.
Which,
I mean, that sounds fun, right?
Yeah, and we were talking about, you know, maybe it could keep track of win-loss records and pair you with people that were kind of around your same skill level. And then maybe you could have, like, an engine analyze moves, and if people suggested bad moves too often, they could get banned or something.
Yeah, or, like, you could have, like, player weighting, like, oh, this player has won a lot. So let's pair them with players that don't win that much to even the teams out.
We can bring them down a notch.
No, but like, so that teams aren't like weighted, you know, too heavily in one color's favor, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring him down. Let's put some trolls on there too. Like every team needs like four or five trolls. Like
yeah,
just it analyzes it. Their like, okay, these people troll. They need to be in every
you gotta split them up evenly so that they don't just bring down one ship.
One thing. Exactly. And it'd be like really fast. Like you'd only have like 30 seconds to make a move.
Yeah.
So you'd like just click really fast. And then Twitch chat would just go crazy, like yelling, you know, queen to F5 or whatever, you know. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know if people would really play that or be interested in that.
I don't know. I think they would.
I think it's an interesting concept.
I think if it was chaotic enough, they would.
Yeah.
I think that's the key, like, bring the chaos. And I think the faster that you have to move in chess, the better.
Yeah.
So, like, it's really fast. You just vote, and then you're like, ah! And then you win. Anyway, so.
You could have, like, team leaders, maybe. Like, if the person with the best score on the team is the one that suggests. Yeah. No, oh, like, they're the one. They suggest what the possible moves are, and then the people on their team vote. So that way there's, like, an incentive to be the leader guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know. Maybe. There was one other news story I wanted to bring up that I mean, it's not really a news story, but it's something that's been happening in the technology world recently.
What's that?
So NASA has this program called EagleWorks that has been working on an engine that can propel itself without a propellant. So this is an engine that doesn't use fuel.
Whoa.
So it converts electricity directly into thrust. The way it works is you have a copper container that's shaped like a cone, mm-hmm. and you use like that thing in a microwave. I think it's called a gravitron. And you send microwaves throughout the copper cone, mm-hmm. and the narrow end, like the way the copper tube, I guess, either vibrates or the way the microwaves bounce around inside of it, it produces thrust out of the back. It's not a lot, but
it's a little.
It's enough. And if you put it in a spaceship,
In zero G.
In zero G, you are just constantly, like, maybe you put like a nuclear power generator on a spaceship and it could sort of propel itself
a little
along.
It'd take a really long time, but it would get to wherever you need to go eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a physicist. I don't really understand, like, the math behind all of this, but I saw someone else on the internet's equations, and apparently the fact that you're accelerating constantly in a single direction, you could get to somewhere like Pluto in, like, 90 days. You could get to the moon in, like, 4 hours. You could
really
get to Mars in 30 days. Yeah. Apparently being able to just accelerate constantly makes a huge difference.
Whoa.
And not having to, you know, carry around your propellant, it's much easier to accelerate.
Yeah, because you're lighter. You're a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some crazy shit there.
Yeah, that's some Star Trek stuff.
Wow. Well, that's very scientific.
Yeah.
Well, that was like the dumbest thing I've ever said. That's very scientific of them.
I mean,
well, that's...
Yeah, it is. It's exciting, though.
That's cool.
Maybe you could have like a ship that gets out of the atmosphere with propellant, and then it just from then it uses the microwave propulsion to
microwave propulsion.
Yeah, it uses the microwaves in the copper
cone. Yeah. For some reason, I imagined
itself.
Like a microwave you cook.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. The way they built it, they just put a gravitron next to a copper cone. That's all it is.
So they like literally took a microwave.
It's the thing from your microwave.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I should make one then.
I read some like mainstream news articles on this, and it said that there are concerns that this violates Newton's third law of conservation of momentum or something,
really?
Since it's producing thrust without an equal or opposite reaction.
Whoa, would be crazy.
Yeah,
maybe they just haven't found the other reaction yet.
Yeah, I think they just don't really understand what's happening.
What's going
yet.
On?
Or, yeah,
weird. Okay, well, I have to just share one news story with you, and then we'll get into some exciting questions for today. What do you think?
Sounds
about
good.
That? So your two were very highbrow, you know, you know, science and
we got science,
you know,
and chess,
game
yeah.
theory kind of stuff. And I'm coming in with something a little better, a little more light than that.
What you got?
So there's a guy in South Africa that put a wedding ring around his parts.
This part of a ceremony of some kind?
No, this was for erotic reasons.
Okay.
Unquote. And he suffered what's known as penile strangulation and had to be rushed to the hospital to have it removed from his member.
Oh, no. Is it okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I mean, as okay as you can be after something like that happened.
Yeah, after, you know, a few countries over, they're talking about you in the news.
The best part of the article is the lengths they went to, like, not injure his member. So, like, he got to the hospital, and the doctors are obviously probably like, what the hell were you doing?
Why
because
did you
he
do
put
this?
It on, and the problem is, you know, the organ grows and it expands and contracts.
Yes.
So basically, his went away.
His expanded.
I don't have to explain this to you.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying. Anyway,
I have a mental picture, yeah. Thank you
for
that.
You're welcome. That's exactly why I shared this story. So anyway, it got swollen. It's like got swollen, and he went to the hospital. That's super weird. His mother brought him to the hospital, so that's
kind of
embarrassing to begin with. So they first tried to cut the ring off with a surgical saw, but it didn't work because it was too swollen. You know,
like I guess it was like you couldn't get to the ring.
Yeah. Yes. Such a good story. And so, like, then they tried, like, some method where they take, like, a string and, like, shimmy it in there, and I don't know.
What do you mean they shimmied it in there?
That's what it says. I don't know.
Where are they shimmying the string?
Not in that hole.
Where is the string being shimmied? That's terrible.
It doesn't specify the location of the shimmy. It just says they used a string and stuck it in somewhere. And use your imagination. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I'm imagining they, like, put it between the ring
In between the ring and the,
yes.
The,
What did you
I don't know. Just don't concentrate on what I...
Some kind of, like, catheter thing.
I don't know. Maybe they were trying to get it to become unswollen somehow using a string and
advanced modern
science.
This is the plot of some, like, weird erotic anime. I can already tell right now.
Yeah, this is a fan fiction somewhere. Yeah. This is somebody's... Maybe
anyway.
This is, like, what he likes. Maybe this is...
Oh, he, like, did it on purpose. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what
they're gonna have to deal with me now.
Yeah, this guy's 28 years old, and he's having his mom bring him to the hospital. That's
to get his
ridiculous. And it's his. I mean, did I mention it's his wedding ring? So, like, where's his wife in all this stuff?
Why? There are so many questions.
I don't get it. Anyway, so after the string shimmy technique failed, this is horrifying. They had to make punctures in his thing in order to with the syringe in order to, like, reduce the swelling so that, like, so air and blood could get out.
So they, like, that's
yes. So when I said he's fine, I mean, like, they got the ring off. I don't know how his thing is.
I don't know how he is mentally or
yeah, or physically or emotionally or whatever.
Spiritually,
psychologically. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So anyway, so then they got it off. He was given antibiotics and painkillers. And then, yeah, that's it. And then I guess his mom drove him back home and was like, are you happy now? Or something. I don't know. I don't know what motivates you to do that.
Yeah, I've never had that urge personally.
Really? I'm so surprised.
Never once.
But yeah, it's a very odd story because it was his wedding ring. And he did put it on there, and then, you know, cut to the hospital. His mom and him are there. It's like, what? Just what's going on here? Couldn't he have what?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot wrong with that story. Wedding ring, mom takes you there. You can't get it off.
Yeah, it's oh, good. There's some photos of it that I can click on if I want to. I'm just going to pass on that part, and I'll let my mind imagine what it's like instead of looking what it's like.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't want to see those pictures.
Me neither. Okay, so that was my weird story that I wanted to share with you because I thought you'd get a kick out of it. Cause
that was a good story.
I figured you, of all people, would.
You know, I've actually heard about stuff like this happening before with other people. People like putting it in a park bench or mm-hmm. a fence or somewhere.
I heard about a guy putting it in like a grill.
Oh.
Like he stuck it in like one of those like grills you can like, you know, like transport. Weber. Yeah. Yes.
Like he stuck it in a Weber.
Yes. He stuck it in a Weber. But like in like not in the grill part, like in like a hole in the side.
Yeah. I don't know what they call it. It's like an air hole.
Oh, see, you know all about
I know about grilling.
Grilling. I know about grilling and sticking things.
Sticking things in them.
So, like, yeah, he put it in, like, the air hole thing in the side of the grill, and he couldn't
get it. The grill wasn't on, was it?
No, no. Okay, it was, like, I saw this on TV. It was, like, a dare. Like, his, like, girlfriend was like, I dare you to do that. And he's like,
just
okay.
Hanging out with some friends, and they're like, I dare you to...
to do that to the grill. And he's like, all right. And then he did. And they had to go to the emergency room. And I think they had to, like... disassemble the grill like around his
they had to take the grill with him to the hospital.
They did. No, they did.
Walk into the hospital with him
with the grill. Just like, hey, how's it going, everyone? Don't mind me, just got a grill on my
that is such a good image.
It's okay. It's like a really cheap grill too, right?
Yeah.
So they had to like disassemble it. Anyway, so yeah, people do weird stuff with their hoo-has.
Yeah.
I don't really get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. But I think the world is better that people do. The world is a better place having people like
having
that.
Having people do it so we can talk about it and laugh.
Yes, and
how
laugh
stupid
about it.
You have to be to put your wiener in a grill.
Yeah, I mean, if you're ever having a bad day, just think to yourself, well, at least my thing isn't in a grill. That's a good outlook on life.
At least my thing isn't in a grill.
Or in a wedding ring and I'm being taken to the hospital
yeah,
by my
exactly.
mom.
Yeah, exactly. By my mom. Who's like, and your mom's like, not again, Johnny. Jesus Christ. You do this every year or something like that. I don't know why his mom sounds like that, even though they're from South Africa, but it's fine. You want to get into some questions?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Are you excited for these questions? Do you want to... You said you had some good ones today.
I have some good ones, but I will let you go first, since I did the introduction.
Oh, you're so kind.
Yes.
You're so kind. Okay, I haven't even read this one. It just sounded good from the top of my head, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to read it. We're doing this live, and if it's bad, just whatever. So,
it's fine.
Anonymous writes... I snooped where I shouldn't have, and now I know too much. And they further say, without going into boring details, my boyfriend is in a band, and he writes all the music. It is his life, which is capitalized, I should let you know. And it brings him so much happiness. I just found out through less than honest means that his bass player is auditioning for another band and will most likely be leaving the current band, potentially with some of the songs my boyfriend wrote. Do I risk telling him the truth or let it unfold? Ooh, some weird teenage drama here. So
it
like
might not be teenage.
Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is like a modern era question. Like, you know, you pick up your friend or significant other's phone, you read something you shouldn't have, and you're like, whoops.
Yeah. You know?
What do you do in that situation?
So yeah, I guess this is kind of like a hot topic these days. Like copyright infringement is a pretty big deal. I mean, I doubt it's anything as serious as that. But so what I would do is probably tell the boyfriend, right, that the first that the bassist is leaving. I think you're pretty safe saying that. As far as
how you found out, though,
is you don't have to say how you found out.
It's like, I know things.
Just be like, I heard it from Betty. She's, I don't know.
Good old Betty.
Yeah. Betty knows everything. She's the gossip queen.
She does know everything.
Yeah, you can just say that you overheard
Betty,
that...
Betty. Betty and... Let's name this bass player.
Betty and
Spike.
Bernard.
Spike. No, Spike.
No, name yeah, Spike. Spike. That's a good one.
His name's not really Spike, but that's his, like, stage name or whatever.
Yeah.
So Betty and Spike were at a party, shooting the breeze. Spike got a little too many drinks in him. And then he spills it to Betty, right? And then Betty, who talks to everybody, you know, goes over to you and says, "Hey, I heard Spike was auditioning for the Gremlins, which is your band. Don't tell anyone I told you this, though, you know."
Yeah.
And now you know. And that's your story. And you can just stick to that.
And she also said that, I mean, we're going to assume that he explicitly overheard that he was planning on stealing the songs.
Yeah. Betty, he told Betty that, too.
Yeah.
What, like, why Betty? Like, that name doesn't exist anymore. But that's fine. Betty.
No, it's Betty. It's good.
Betty and Spike. Anyway, they found out through Betty.
I'd tell the boyfriend, honestly.
So you just complete honesty and then just be like, it was Betty, she told me.
Just be like, I heard from Betty that Spike is gonna quit the band and try to steal some songs.
And he's going to the Gremlins, and they're gonna be famous, and you're not, and we need to have a talk about your future.
Yeah, and in the event that this is somehow some really popular band and they're seriously concerned about their livelihoods being hurt by stolen songs, you can just upload your songs to some digital service, and
they're copyrighted.
They're copyrighted.
Also, I want to mention that this is on Reddit, so there's a 100% chance that they're not famous right now.
Yeah, or you could just burn, or if you don't want to upload them online, you could burn a CD with your songs and mail them to yourself and just keep the package.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
I mean, I've heard that a bunch of times, but I never actually knew if it was, like, true or not.
Yeah, it makes sense, I guess.
I mean, kind of. It sounds like an old, like, wives' tale.
Yeah.
If you want to copyright something, just mail it to yourself. No, it's copyrighted.
Keep the shipping label.
That sounds completely made up. But, I mean, do it anyway. It's safe, right?
Maybe you could do that and then confront Spike and be like, "Hey, listen, I have an attorney, and I'm going to sue you for copyright infringement."
Oh, you like take bluff, basically?
Yeah, like bluff it.
And then be like, "I got an attorney. I sent these to myself, so they're copyrighted. So you better not steal my songs." And hopefully Spike, being like a dumb musician that he is,
will just be like, scared.
"Oh, you're right. I shouldn't do that." And then he, you know.
But then Spike, taking advantage of fair use, creates parody songs of your songs.
Oh, damn. Now you're in a tight spot.
Now you got double disc.
He uploads them to YouTube.
Yep.
And he's like, "Those damn..." We didn't name the first band. The Penile Strangulators.
Yes!
So he does a bunch of parody songs.
Yeah.
The Penile Strangulators.
And he becomes really popular, and...
Yeah. So the rest is history. So the short answer is don't snoop. That's really... Because all it leads to is Spike parroting your songs.
Yes.
It's just bad news. Don't snoop.
Yeah. Don't snoop on people. It ends badly for everybody.
No. All right. Go.
All right. It's 2016. What is something you are still using that is considered long outdated?
Oh, this is easy. A watch.
Oh, nice. I don't have a watch.
I still wear a watch. Yep. Every time I tell people that I religiously wear a watch, they're like, "Oh, is that like a style thing?" You know, they think it's like a... You know, because people still wear watches for style reasons.
It's an accessory.
But no, I wear a watch completely for functional reasons. I just like doing the time all the time.
And I can attest to that, too, because don't you wear like a Timex?
I wear a pretty nice watch. It's not a Timex. Okay. It's a Sterling, which is a fancy German brand.
Nice.
But anyway, yeah. it's a nice watch. It's not. I don't like spend $2,000 on my watch, but I'll spend like a couple hundred bucks, you know, for a nice watch. A few hundred bucks for. I'm not wearing Casios or anything, you know.
Do you ever check your phone for the time, or is it an exclusively? You check your wrist when you want to see the time.
There's no reason to, because I have my watch. It's faster.
Yeah, yeah. That's
the
true.
Only time I check my phone is when I'm not wearing my watch, which is not very often. The only times I'm not wearing my watch is like, no, I mean, I almost always wear my watch. I even wear it in the shower. Sometimes I take it off when I'm sleeping, just because sometimes it's uncomfortable. But most of the time I leave it on, because I can see it in the dark, because I'm good like that. Yeah, so I don't know. If I didn't have it, like, if I swim, I'd take it off, you know, so.
Yeah.
But you can't really check your phone while you're in a pool or something.
That's true.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Also, I wear my watch on the right, which people make fun of me all the time for. You know, so, the social things for that or whatever.
You know, oh, you wear your watch on the right? Are you right-handed?
Yeah. Well, yes, technically. I write with my right hand.
That's kind of weird that you wear your watch on your right hand. Yeah.
I do things with my left hand. That, like, I feel like I'm not ambidextrous, but I feel like I'm, like, split dextrous. I don't know if that's a word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I do some things with one and some things with another. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll write with my right hand, but I'll, like, throw with my left hand. And I, like, open things with my left hand. I don't know. It's weird.
So I don't wear a watch, but I use an alarm clock.
Really?
Like, yeah, an alarm clock.
You don't use your cell phone for an alarm?
No.
Do you not trust it? Or?
So there's kind of a good reason for it. As soon as I get home, I turn off my cell phone sounds so that I don't have to listen to, like, reminders and emails and every few seconds.
Yeah,
hearing that sound really, like, makes me angry every time I hear it. Yeah. So when I get home, I turn that off. And if I turn the sound back on to engage my alarm, then I would have to hear those. There's probably a way to configure it so you don't have to do that. But
there is, but you're too lazy. You're just like, I'll just use an alarm clock.
I'll just use a $10 Walmart alarm clock.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The good thing about that is you don't have to worry about it running out of batteries or anything. You know, it's just like, it's always there.
Yeah.
Like, with cell phone alarms, sometimes they just don't work. Sometimes your phone dies, you forget to charge it, it's not plugged into the wall right, it dies, it doesn't go off, you know. Alarm clock.
You have a Samsung and it, like, explodes.
Yeah, whatever, yeah, it causes a fire. Yes. Like, you know, if your alarm caught on fire, it'd probably still ring, you know. So that'd be
fine.
Yeah,
they're durable.
Yeah, so yeah, just buy a $10 one and let it loose.
I think, like, regular alarm clocks are kind of romantic too. Like, old devices like that make me happy for some reason.
Oh yeah, why is that?
I don't know. Like, there's a scene in every movie in the 80s and 90s of the person waking up and hitting their alarm clock.
Smash it. They're like,
yeah,
mad at it.
That's what I do. I like to do that. I like to smash the alarm clock.
Smash that alarm clock.
You hear the FM radio playing really bad music. Like, your phone can't do that.
What station do you have on?
I have it on 102.9 classic rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. Okay. I mean, you could do like pop or something, you know.
No, I don't want to hear that in the morning.
Well, it would give you more reason to
turn it off. No.
Like, oh no, not this song again. You know.
I like to hear the classic rock in the morning because it's like waking up in a movie in the 90s.
Oh, so you're time traveling almost.
Yeah.
This is your little way of being living in the past, not living in the present. It's your little way of pretending you're not in 2016 anymore. It's actually 1994.
The year is actually 1993.
Yeah.
And everything is better.
And there's no internet. Well, there is, but it's like really basic.
Yeah.
And there's no Twitter and there's no Facebook and email has just started. And, you know.
So that's, yeah, that's my useless invention.
I like it. It's not an invention. Useless thing you
do. Or, useless thing that I do.
Okay. So I have a question about some advice. And you might be able to answer this well. I've had this problem before. Yes. So Anonymous writes, I have a very noisy neighbor above, and I don't know how to deal with them. A new neighbor recently moved in above me, and they are have very heavy. They're very heavy on their feet. I hear every single step they take, and it's so loud it almost seems like they want me to know they're walking around. I understand this is more or less to be expected in an apartment, but I've never had a neighbor make this much noise. Blah, 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 blah. They're really noisy. They're rude and inconsiderate. What do I do? I mean, what can you do?
So, step one is live on the top floor.
Well, granted, they can't do that because they're already living on the floor.
That's what you should have done, though, because there's really nothing you can do. I mean, unless they're blasting, like, really loud music for hours at a time, then there's nothing you can really do about it.
What if you had what if you talked to them?
I mean, that's something that you can try.
It doesn't sound very good idea, though.
It probably won't work, but I mean, it'll probably get more done than posting on Reddit about it, but like if you're going to complain to someone, just, you know, knock on their door, politely say, "Excuse me, I live below you. Could you please
keep it down? You're really loud."
Keep it down. You're extremely loud.
Goodbye. What if they're like a biker or something, though?
That's fine. They're probably.
It's like important. Scary person.
So part of that question was that the person thought that, you know, the people above them were possibly messing with them, and I think that's probably not the case. Like, I don't think most people are like that.
Maybe they're just big, heavy fellows.
Yeah, and if you're paranoid about them, like, messing with you, that's probably going to make your life more miserable than if you weren't paranoid, so I would recommend against that.
That's true.
But otherwise,
talk it out, huh? Is that the solution?
Try talking to them. If that doesn't work, they sell earplugs at Walgreens.
Also, oh, here's what you could do. You could buy a set of slippers.
And give it to them.
Don't give it to them. Well, knock on their door and then leave it in like a nice present box.
Yeah, they'll never know who left those.
and then just have a note that says like,
"You could
love your neighbor" or something.
You could wait till Christmas to do it. So it's like,
oh, so it's like a gift.
So it's like you're being considerate and not kind of, you know, you're
being like fake passively aggressive. Yeah. So what if you don't know your neighbors? I guess it doesn't matter. So you get slippers. And then you need to find ones that, like, advertise themselves as, like, the most comfortable shoes ever.
Yeah, they're, like, Dr. Scholl's memory foam.
So your neighbor wants to wear them around the house. You know what I mean? And if that doesn't exist, then just, you're going to have to make an ad campaign for your neighbor so that he thinks that he needs to wear these all the time. But basically, you need to convince him that wearing these while he's upstairs in his apartment is, like, really good for his feet and really comfortable. Yeah. So
you could write a letter with him, and the letter could say, "Hey, it's getting pretty drafty this Christmas season. Mm-hmm. You might want to wear these slippers, not because you're."
I got it. Okay, so you give him the gift on Christmas. You don't give it to him. You leave it outside his door. It's wrapped in a nice box. Attached is a letter. Okay. Inside the letter, it's written in, like, nice, like, calligraphy kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's basically, well, sorry, it's written on, like, a nice typeface. And then it's hand-signed. But it says to the extent of, like, "Congratulations, you have won the 2016 Slipper Award."
It's like one of those, you're the 10,000th visitor to this website. Yes. You get free.
You get this free slipper. Only 100 people were selected across the country, and you're one of them. You're the first person in the world to test this new slipper design that's the most comfortable slipper we've ever made. And then it basically says, like, wear this for the next 6 months. We promise your feet will be, like, so much nicer and better, and it will be the best experience you've ever had. And then it's signed by, like, the fake CEO of the company.
Yeah.
Like, Jonathan Arbuckle, you know, CEO of Silent Footwear LTE. LTD.
LLT.
LLC.
LLCT.
LLCTDS. Corp. M. And then, yeah, and then, so it's, like, on this nice paper, and then he opens it, and you have, it's, like, it's kind of a handcrafted, like, kind of gift basket kind of thing, yeah. Right? It's got some nice soaps in there, there's some chocolate, and then in there is some, is the...
Yeah, maybe slices. Some fresh baked goods, you have some muffins or some cookies.
Right.
Holiday-themed.
You're being really nice to him, but, like,
make sure there's no nuts in there, no nuts.
Right, because you don't want them to crunch too much, because that's or, super loud.
Also, be allergies.
Oh, well, I was thinking more of, like, he'd be like...
upstairs. He's a really loud eater,
You're trying to basically encourage his lifestyle to become more quiet, you know, yes. as he's upstairs. Oh, and then you give him, like, some nice headphones for, like, his television that he can connect, you know, that kind of thing, right? And then you give him some nice, like, door stopper things. So, like, when he closes the door, it's, like, a gentler.
It's not too loud, yeah.
It's a gentler close.
You could buy some, put some furniture padding in there so that, you know, when he's moving his couch around at 3 a.m., it's a little quieter.
He's not going to put his furniture padding there, though. You're going to have to sneak in to do that.
Yeah, sneak in while he's not there.
In the present, you can be, like, please leave a key under your doormat so we can... Oh, you can be like, oh, you've also won 6 months of maid service or something.
And then you dress up as a maid and go into his apartment.
Yes. So, yes, you dress up as a maid and you knock on the door and he's never met you. This whole plan revolves around you never interacting with this man. So, yes. Like, you have to stay away.
I mean, if you're posting on Reddit about it, you've probably never met the neighbor.
Right, because, yeah, you're on the internet, you're being anonymous, you've never met him.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't meet him ever if you're going to do this.
He'll be like, hey, you're the...
You're the maid! So, like, you know, he won 6 months of maid service, and, you know, you knock on the door one day, and he's like, who are you? And you're like, I'm the maid that you won in the contest. And then, you know, you bring in a bunch of, like, furniture pads and stuff. And you also bring in some, like, door stoppers. You know, you're silencing his
house. Full gift basket.
Full gift basket. And then, oh, you can get some of those noise-canceling, like, pads and stuff and, like, apply them to the door. And you can just pretend, like, oh, it's for dust. It's easier to clean
dust. Oh, you mean those, like, recording studio things that they put on the walls?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and as the maid, you can just be like, oh, this is for dust. Like, it makes dust.
Yeah, it has high allergen.
Yeah, it filters the air out.
Yes.
You know, filters the air.
It's good for your lungs. Protects against radon gas. That's really prevalent in these apartments.
Right, exactly. And then he's like, oh, okay, sure, whatever. And so, if he ever gets suspicious, it's important that you are able to come back as the president and introduce yourself.
No, you get your friend to do that. You can't be the maid and the president. Yeah.
Okay, so you get your friend to be the president. And I imagine the president of Silent Footwear, LTD, LLC, MS.
He's a big man.
But he's also kind of like Mr. Monopoly looking, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he has, like, the whole getup, you know?
He has a monocle and a top hat.
Yes. He has, like, a cane. He strolls around. He's like, hello. He speaks in, like, a, you know, affected kind of British/American accent, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So your friend would be that guy. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Arbuckle or whatever his name is.
CEO of Silent Footwear.
Silent Footwear. But yeah, if you get suspicious, then you can just dress up as John Arbuckle. Or your friend.
Yeah, your friend.
So, yeah, I mean, that's... I think that's a pretty simple solution, right?
Yeah, I think we covered the best possible...
I think we knocked that one out of the park.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you say? That's the perfect... Right?
That is the perfect solution. I wish I had thought of that. I wish I had thought of that back in the day.
Oh, when you were living in an apartment?
Yeah.
All right, you got something for me or for us?
How should I celebrate my 30th birthday? Says Anonymous.
That's tough. I mean, I don't know what this person likes. Does he give any more details than that?
He just says, how should I celebrate? Let's just assume he's the most boring person ever and has no opinions since he didn't add more specifics. So how should he celebrate his 30th birthday?
I have no idea what he likes. That's
or like, where he lives and what he has access to.
Yeah, like, what do you, what can you do? Like, what kind of a question is that? What would you do? What would you do on your 30th birthday?
I would like to go camping.
For your 30th birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Camping would be fun.
Sure. All right. We'll go camping for your 30th birthday. I'll fly in. We can go camping. And that, yeah, that'll be great.
Actually, no. I would probably find an event that I liked at a different time of year.
Camping is fine. I'm not trying to discourage you to camp.
But I thought about it again, and...
Why?
Probably do a different summer. Event.
It's hot or whatever?
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, that's not a good question. Do you have a different one?
what I would do for my 30th birthday?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like, I haven't really thought about it. Probably get drunk. I mean, there you go.
And yeah, I think really, that's a given.
Be really sad. those are the two things I guarantee you I'm going to do on my 30th birthday. Be drunk and be sad. Yes. Even if there's people around that are trying to entertain me, I'll be like, it's all downhill from here. Like, my life is over. I already feel like I'm 30 right now. Like, I'm not, but I feel like I am. Like,
yeah, same. Well, I feel like I've passed that milestone.
Like, that's it. Like, the best days are behind me. It's all downhill from here. Oh, God. I enjoy training dogs and teaching them tricks. I really want to volunteer for a shelter to teach dogs to be obedient to further increase their chances of adoption. However, I work in construction, which means I don't have much time. What do I do?
Wow. So you could find a shelter that operates at night, maybe?
Okay, that's a boring answer. My advice...
What's your advice?
Would be to bring the dogs with you.
Oh.
To the construction site. Oh.
Good idea.
You like this? You like where this is going? And then you can train them to, like, help you out.
Too. Yeah, on the construction site.
Yeah. They could, like, wheel stuff in and out.
They could wear hard hats just to, you know, for
safety.
That
would be adorable.
Yeah. And you know what? You could use them to increase the morale of your
coworkers. This is a good idea.
Everybody knows that dogs increase morale.
Yeah, and you can have a multiple breed. So like, if someone doesn't like, you know, Shih Tzu or whatever, you'll have like a retriever, and you know.
Yeah, you have the big dogs and the little dogs,
the medium dogs, yeah. And then you know, on the construction breaks, go to the dog, you give them a little pet, you know.
Yep.
Morale's boosted. They get back on the job, and you know, it's a win-win, really. Don't you think?
You could have the dogs. I was going to say get you lunch, but no, that wouldn't work.
No.
Dogs
explain.
Can't get you lunch.
How would that work? Tell me. I mean,
maybe you could walk with the dogs to get lunch.
Okay. Yeah. As a construction worker.
Yeah, as a construction worker. Yeah, you can. Yeah, bottom line, you're bringing the dogs with you.
Bringing the dogs with
you
to work, training them to be construction worker dogs, but also training them to be, you know, dogs. And you're killing two birds with one stone because. Your coworkers are going to like start to like really grow affectionate to these dogs, and they might adopt some of them.
That's true.
See?
Yeah, you're increasing their chances of adoption. You're training them.
You can post pictures on like Instagram of dogs in hard hats and be like, "Adopt me here." Right? Right?
Yeah, that's a really good idea, actually.
Done. Solve the problem. What do you think? We knocked that one out of the park, huh?
I like it. Yeah.
No, it was easy. Reddit and its easy questions.
How about what very tiny detail of a video game absolutely blew you away?
Very tiny detail.
Yeah, tiny detail.
Do you have one?
No, not off the top of my head.
I have one. So, I don't know if you remember this, but in Metal Gear Solid 2...
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was super ahead of its time when it came out, because its graphics were, like, incredible for, like, PS2, PlayStation 2, this was.
Yeah, I remember.
And in the first level, you're on this big ship, and the ship's, like, rocks back and forth, and it does all this cool physics stuff. But also, you can shoot out, like, glassware and stuff, and it'll, like, break. Like, they have, like, physics for this glass. And granted, this is, like, 2001, right?
Yeah.
And there's all these, like, weird little interactive things you can do in the environment by shooting it or punching it or whatever. And it's just, like, kind of mind-blowing. Oh, and you can shoot pans, and they'll make, like, different sounds depending on, like, where you shoot them and
where
stuff.
You shoot them and what they bounce off of.
And it's just, like, these small little stupid details that, like, they don't need to be in the game. But they are, because why not? And
I think that really increases the immersion, though, when have stuff like that in the game.
Absolutely. But like
especially at the time when no one else was doing that.
Because, like, it's just so ahead of its time, because, like, it's, like, it's really good looking, but then also, like, whatever you do to the environment, like, it reacts to you. Granted, it might not react completely realistically, but it reacts in some way, and it's just, like, mind-blowing. It's like, whoa.
You're feeling that you're having an effect on your environment.
Yeah, I can shoot stuff and then break, and I can shoot a pan and it'll, like, make a noise, and I can hide guards and, like, in, lockers and stuff. Like, I don't know. You can flush toilets in that game. Like, you know, all these little stuff. But, like,
speaking of little stuff in Metal Gear Solid 2, do you remember smoking in Metal Gear Solid 2?
Yeah.
That's such a small thing in the game, but if I'm remembering correctly, if you smoked around guards, they would, like, wave in front of their face.
Oh, and they would cough.
Yeah, and they would cough, and it would gradually decrease your health, kind of having, like, a public health message to kids saying, don't smoke.
Don't smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, why is that in the game? Just because it's a cool little detail for fun.
Yeah, there's no reason to smoke in that game. It's useful,
like,
for
it
nothing.
It literally hurts you.
Yes.
And guards probably, like, I think if you smoke too much, they'll, like, investigate where the smoke's coming from.
Yeah.
So, like, it literally hurts you more than it helps you. But, yeah, you can do it because why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, so that's mine. That whole game has a lot of stuff like that. Just, like, mind-blowing, like, little details that they decided to add. That was, like, 15 years ago. And there's still games that don't have that. Like, there's games today that don't have that many level of details.
There are more games, too, that have that level of detail, but those little details go wrong a lot.
What do you mean?
Like, in really hilarious ways. Like, that's where a lot of glitches come from.
Oh, yeah.
Collision with small objects and noises. And
you can, like, throw something, but, like, it gets, like, stuck in the air.
Yeah, it gets caught in a vortex and, like...
Or, like, you're clipping through this weird terrain that you're supposed to, you know...
Yeah.
It's supposed to just be there for fun or whatever. Yeah. It, like, it goes wrong more than it goes right.
Yeah, what's that engine that Half-Life is on? Is
Havoc?
It,
is it
Havoc? Yeah.
The physics, it's a little...
The whole Half-Life game, every object you can manipulate and just make do really hilarious things.
For better or worse, basically.
Yeah.
A lot of times for worse, but it's fun. We have a viewer or a listener question today.
Okay.
Are you excited? We have a listener question today.
Yeah, I'm ready. I think it's a good question, too. I saw it earlier.
It is good. Okay, so this is a question. Stapler versus tape dispenser. Which one would you use at work if you could only have one?
Okay, I have an opinion on this.
All right. I'm going to modify it after you give your first response, but go ahead. What's your
opinion? So, I would choose the tape measure. Or not measure, the
not
tape
a measure,
dispenser.
It's a dispenser.
Yeah, I would choose the tape dispenser for sure.
Yes, why is that?
So you can use tape for more things, especially in what I do. Tape is the most effective wire management solution I've ever found.
Staplers don't work very well.
No, you can't you shouldn't staple wires, but I've tried zip ties, I've tried Velcro, and,
tape is the best.
Tape is by far the best and the fastest and the cheapest.
Okay.
And you can get colored tape, too. You can get green tape, red tape,
yellow tape. So you can get fun designs and stuff.
You can get pink tape.
You can be creative with your tape.
You can be creative and colorful with your tape. You can't do that with a stapler.
No. So you choose tape.
Definitely tape.
What if you have to, like, staple stuff?
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Just tape it.
I would email them a PDF.
You could wrap the tape around the
around,
document.
Yeah.
Right? I would choose the stapler. Because I think anything you can do with tape, if you're creative enough, you can do with a stapler.
What about wires?
You could...
Staple them.
You could staple them, yeah.
Just staple them to the wall. I've done that before.
You could... You can do that. That's true. You can staple them to the wall. There. That's my... Yeah.
But if you need to tie them in groups and organize them, can't use a stapler for that.
You can push a staple, like, through... Not through, but, like, you can, like... I don't know how to explain this.
You can create a staple chain and wrap it.
Yes. There you go. Just like that. And then you can staple paper, obviously.
Yes.
And then if you're like putting something on the wall, you just staple stuff into the wall.
There you go. I prefer tape.
Okay, so now it's a modification. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So which one would you want in a duel? You're using it as a weapon. You'd want tape in a duel over a stapler.
Wait, no, let me think about this.
No, tell me.
Does a stapler really help you in a duel? Like, yeah.
Well, you can staple people with it.
But, like, that doesn't hurt that bad.
Well, tape doesn't hurt at all.
That's true.
Oh, well, maybe you could, like, tape into, like, their arm where it's, like, hairy and, like...
And rip it off.
Or with tape... Oh, I'm thinking I might change my answer. With tape, you could, like, pull out a bunch of tape and then, like, tape it to your hand and then use it, like, kind of as a swinging, like, mace kind of thing.
You know what I mean? Okay. So, like, a sling.
Yes. But
you can,
like,
make a tape sling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you swing it around with the tape end, and you whack them with the tape dispenser end.
You know? What if you put the tape all around your body and just, like, tackled them, and you were stuck to them, they couldn't get you off?
What kind of tape is this?
This is like any kind of tape. You're just, like, taping your whole body, your head, your arms, your face. And you just give them a big hug.
Bear hug. The bear
and they can't
hug
get you off. Because you're all taped.
How does this help you win the duel, though?
Well, it's more of a stalemate,
I
guess.
Okay, so they, like, give up. And then
you're forcing a stalemate.
What do you think the best office objects would be in, like... Let's say everyone in your office went mad and they wanted to fight each other. What would you grab to, like, fight back?
You know those paper cutters that have the giant machetes on them?
Yes.
Yeah, those are pretty deadly.
That's kind of cheating. That's like basically a sword.
That's they're really sharp.
Yeah,
they're really big.
That's completely cheating. Like, it's not cheating, but what about like a pen or a pencil?
Yeah, those would probably be the most dangerous. I feel like office equipment is intentionally designed to be as non-lethal as possible, just due to the nature of the work involved with office equipment.
What if you, like, got a computer monitor and, like, one of the lighter ones?
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, attach the cord to the end and then, like, wrap the cord around your arm and you could use it as a mace, kind of like the tape, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. Or a mouse might work. A computer
Work
better. There's more mobility on that.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. You could whack him in the head with that. That's good.
With a mouse. Yeah.
And you could use a keyboard as like a shield.
Yeah, you could wrap it around your arm, use a keyboard shield and a mouse mace.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think of a way of like shooting projectiles. I can't think of any good ways, though.
Maybe rubber bands?
Ooh, rubber bands. You could load them with pencils and pens and, like, shoot them.
Make a crossbow out of office supplies and rubber bands.
I bet you could make a crossbow out of a stapler, a rubber band, and a pencil. I bet there's a way. Because, you know, the stapler has, like, the action of...
Yes.
You know what I mean? Bet you could figure a way to do that. In the office wars of 2016. That'd be a cool movie. Like, it's a battle royale, but it's, like, in an office.
Yeah, you only have the office equipment around you.
You get locked in the office, and you just have to make do with what you got.
It's exactly like Battle Royale, the movie. Like, it's the far future, and in order to increase productivity, companies will occasionally just lock everyone in until there's only one guy left. Like, that's how layoffs are handled.
Like, well, we need to get rid of most of you, except
one. We need
one.
To downsize, so you're all just locked in here until
there's like
only
Battle
one
Royale,
left.
But instead of a school, it's an office, which is kind of a parallel because, like, you know, do you take those kids, like, 20 years later and then, you know, Battle Royale Office Edition or whatever,
yeah, I mean, it's way more efficient than using school-age kids, too, because those kids, I mean, some of the ones that die might end up being really good at what they do.
Yeah, like, you don't know that.
If you wait until they're in the workforce...
And you already know who your winners are and your losers.
Yeah, and you could just choose, like, the worst groups of office people and make them all kill each other until there's only one left.
With office supplies.
Yes.
I like this idea.
See, it measures like creativity. Mm-hmm. It measures like with initiative,
using
attention to detail. Yes.
Yeah. Some of them are gonna like form groups. Like there's gonna be leaders are gonna be formed. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
To stay alive. You know, ingenuity, level-headedness is in times of, you know, in times of crisis.
And it could be like Battle Royale 2, where they have winners from previous Office Wars, like, in as they could sneak them in that day. And then you'd also have a volunteer.
like
just like, some crazy guy.
But they like bring some guy in for the day, and he's like, this is Jerry. He's from the corporate office or whatever. And he looks like a homeless, like crazy man, right?
He's got like a huge scar in his face, and
he's got like a machete, but instead of a machete, it's the paper chopper thing, like on his back.
Everybody's just like, hey, Jerry, nice to meet you.
And he's like, I've seen things. I've seen a lot of things. And they're like, why is Jerry here? And they bring another one, because they have to have two, right?
Yeah, and there's Jerry, and then there's, like, Jim or something.
Well,
and he's the volunteer.
Woman, because you gotta
yeah.
In and out.
How about
Monica.
Betty?
Monica.
That's
Betty,
definitely.
We use Monica. Yeah,
this Monica. Is Monica from HR.
And she's, like, from HR. She has, like, really long fingernails.
Yeah.
That are, like, steel-enforced. And she can, like, claw people with them. So she looks more office, you know, she looks more acceptable in an office environment.
Yeah.
But she's like, she's good at like, you know.
Yeah, she's there because she wants to be there.
She knows what to do, yeah.
She's going to use...
She's like, more of like the sociopath kind of person.
Yeah, she'll pit people against them and try to manipulate people.
She'll manipulate everyone, yeah. And she can like assassinate people with her nails and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good movie, though.
Battle Royale is one of my favorite movies. I would watch the heck out of this movie.
But yeah, they bring him in, and they're like, oh, this is, you know, this is...
Here's Jerry.
From the corporate office. He's the sales officer, and this is Monica. She's from HR. They're going to be here for the day to see what's going on. And then come lunch, they're like,
yeah.
You know, everyone's like, oh,
no,
big
like,
meeting before lunch
yeah,
or whatever.
Big meeting before lunch.
It's in, like, the big conference room, right?
Yeah.
And everyone in the whole company's there. And they have chairs for every single person.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, they have, like, office supplies stacked up. And everyone sits there, and they're like, what the hell is this? Why are these office supplies here? And then, all of a sudden, it's lit on fire. Right?
It
starts burning, right?
Oh, so, here's what happens. They begin the meeting by saying, some of you have been stealing office supplies.
Uh-huh.
And then they're just like, just kidding, we're going to make you all kill each other. And they set everything on fire.
And then, once the fire, and then, like, there's, like, they have a catwalk above. And, like, the guy that's in charge, like, the Iron Chef kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's like... He makes the calls. He's like, ready, go, or whatever. You know, he's like the CEO of the company or whatever.
There are danger areas in certain cubicles. Like, if you go into certain cubicles, they'll just get you. So that it's like Battle Royale like that.
Oh, like it's just like trapped or whatever. It's like booby trapped.
Yeah, certain cubicles are trapped at certain times of the day.
Oh, you can have tape, like red or blue tape, right? And like you can form teams if you want, but you don't have to. But the teams mark their territory with different colored tape.
I like it.
Like, oh, this is the green area. If you come in here and you're not on the green team, you get killed.
We're going to get you.
And you indicate your team by wrapping the tape around your arm, like that color of tape.
You could use post-it notes, too, for that.
Yeah, or post-it notes, exactly.
Just slap them on the wall.
But eventually, everyone has to die. They're only, like, or not everyone, you know, everyone but one. So they're only grouping up, you know... For now, you know, in order to survive. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to...
There can only be one.
There can only be one remaining. And then they're, like, promoted, like, really highly.
Yeah.
Yeah. They become, like, the VP of that branch, basically. You know?
They're, like, promoted to middle management. It's not even, like, a really good job.
Their fate is worse than the Battle Royale.
Yeah.
They're middle managers for the rest of their life. And there's no upward mobility there. They're just middle management forever. Battle Royale Office Edition. I don't know what it would be called. Battle Royale. Corporate Battle Royale.
I was trying to think of like a play on what Dilbert does, because that would be funny.
Dilbert, yeah. Anyway, Dilbert, I like the name. Or I like the concept. It's good. It's a good concept. So that was our user question, which is a really good question. We're running low on time, so let's get into our last segment of the day.
Last segment of the day is trivia time.
Woo! I'm so excited for trivia.
Yeah, me too. It's my turn to get you.
It is your turn. So I want the three categories you got, and then I'm going to choose my lifelines. So
okay.
Lay them on.
So the way trivia works is every week we're going to switch off asking each other random trivia questions, and you'll get a chance of lifelines, and you'll try to answer them to the best of your ability, and we'll keep a running tally on how we're doing in trivia. Last week, I only answered two questions out of three correctly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, you'll have to answer three in order to beat me.
Mm-hmm. So it's 2-0 because last week was the first time we did it.
Yeah.
All right, so
what are the here's a list of the lifelines that you'll have to choose from.
Well, give me the categories first.
Oh, categories?
Yeah.
So we've got Australia,
uh-huh.
birds, okay. and movies.
Good category. I like them.
And the lifelines that you have to choose from are a 5-second Google search,
uh-huh.
a 10-second Bing search,
mm-hmm.
a 30-second Yahoo search.
Mm-hmm.
You can Monty Hall it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can ask a random person mm-hmm. on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can bust a move.
And there's we forgot the rhyme one. Isn't that rhyme?
Or you can rhyme time. One, too.
Thank you. I was thinking that. All right, so birds, Australia, and movies. I'm going to go with 30-second Google, or 30-second Yahoo, because I think these might be a little deep, so I need some more time to do the search. So
You'll have to be careful navigating past all of that advertising.
True, I'll figure it out. So I'm going to do 30-second Google, I'm going to do Ask a Rando,
okay,
and I'm going to do Rhyme Time.
And Rhyme Time.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you okay
I like
with
it.
That? Or are you good with that?
I'm okay with that. All right. So which category would you like to start with?
I don't care what order we go. Whatever you
want. We're going to start with birds.
Birds, okay.
The first question is, what is a group of owls called?
Okay.
A parliament of owls. B, a flock of owls.
Uh-huh.
C, a pod of owls.
Uh-huh.
Or D, a congress of owls.
Oh! Okay, so I don't think it's flock because that's too obvious. I'm leaning...
You never know. I might be tricking you with the obvious answer.
I'm leaning towards parliament or congress just because that sounds very owl-like.
Yes.
Like, I'm congressman owl or whatever. But I will use a lifeline. Because I have three. I might as well use them.
Yeah. Which of your three lifelines would you like to use on this question?
I'm going to use Rhyme Time on this one.
Okay.
So you give me a clue that rhymes with the...
Okay.
What do you got?
Are you sure you want Rhyme Time?
Why not? Do you think it's fine. Okay. One? You can either make a rhyming clue, or the clue can rhyme with the answer. It's your call.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Oh, I can't rhyme. It rhymes with Carlament. Which one do you think it is?
It's not even a word.
What rhymes with
Carlament?
There's nothing that rhymes with
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I think nothing. I'm going to go with a parliament of owls.
Can you think of anything that rhymes with parliament? Like,
that's why I chose Rhyme Time.
That's a good choice.
Oh, see? I'm going to go with a parliament of owls.
A group of owls is indeed called a parliament of owls.
To make you feel better, I was between parliament and congress, so,
you
know, I probably would have guessed it. That's an awesome name for a group of owls.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Parliament of Owls, it's fantastic. That sounds like a movie or like a book, right?
Yeah, it makes
me... The Parliament of Owls.
That is definitely the coolest group of animals name I've ever heard.
Doesn't that sound like a sweet, like, novel or something?
Yeah, The Owl's Parliament. The Lost Parliament. The
Owls, yeah. And they're a bunch of owls. But they're, like, man owl. Like, they're anthropomorphized. Like, really
tall. Is it, like, animorphs where they can turn into owls? Or do they just have owl features?
No, they're, like, owl people. Yeah. Oh. Like, yeah.
They're like, owls are really scary.
Yeah, so they're like tall human like owls, human-sized owls.
They can turn their heads around like 360 degrees.
Yeah, and they can walk upright like humans, and they use their like, you know, they use their wings as like arms and stuff. Yeah.
They're like really muscular.
Sure. And they all wear glasses, like they all wear monocles and stuff. Like yeah. That. The Parliament of Owls.
They have like different political systems too. It's like because they're a parliament.
Oh, I see. I was thinking.
Yeah, they have like a really strict political hierarchy within the owls.
But they're like a secret society. Like humans have their shit, but then they have like this secret owl thing going on. Like
secret order of owls.
You know, they only meet at night and stuff because owls are nocturnal. You know. Yeah. So like all their stuff goes on at night, and we humans don't even know they're around. You know,
yeah,
they meet on like the tops of buildings and stuff.
Yeah, next to gargoyles.
Yeah, I like this. Anyway, sorry, I sidetracked this.
Yeah, the second category we're gonna do is movies.
Okay.
So, what was the name of the Lone Ranger's horse that he saved from an enraged buffalo?
Okay.
A. Spirit.
Uh huh.
B. Mr. Ed. C. Silver.
Uh-huh.
D. Danny Boy.
Okay. Silver, Mr. Ed, Danny Boy, and Spirit?
Yes. This is the name of the Lone Ranger's horse that was saved from an enraged buffalo.
I'm going to ask a random.
Good luck with that.
I'm gonna do this. How long do I have to ask a rando?
Okay, 60 seconds. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, from the time I click like start, right?
Yeah. Okay, so let me know when you're ready.
Can I wait till a stranger? Okay, they responded. Start. Oh shit! All right, go. No, go. Hold on. They disconnected.
Go. Nope.
They disconnected.
Okay.
I do have 60 seconds from now. What is the name of the Lone Ranger's horse? I should really copy-paste this. They haven't.
He saved it from an enraged buffalo.
They haven't said anything yet.
Tell him to hurry.
I'm going to a different person.
Okay.
What is it? They're not responding!
20 seconds have elapsed.
Oh, shit. They're not responding. All right, going to a different person. What is the name of the Lone Ranger? No one is responding.
30 seconds have elapsed.
He says hi. Well, that's very helpful. Hi. How are you?
Yeah, you don't want to scare him off. You've only got 15 seconds left.
Tell me! He says, I don't know. I'm yelling, tell me. Okay, I'm going to go with, how many seconds do I have left?
None.
Oh, he's typing. He's typing. Hold on. Let me just hear his thing. Just let me hear his response.
Okay.
He's typing. I want to hear what he says.
He's not going to say the right answer.
He's saying something. I think I scared him off. He says it's H3110.
I mean, is that your final answer?
That sounds like a disease.
That wasn't one of the choices.
I'm going to type thanks in all caps. all right, my answer is silver. Wait,
silver?
Silver or spirit? C? Yeah, silver. That's my final answer.
Okay, it was Spirit, Mr. Ed, Silver, and Danny Boy. C, silver is your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, that's correct.
Yes! I can't believe I got it.
Do you remember Hi-Ho Silver?
Oh, Hi-Ho Silver, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's from.
Oh, now they're saying 19 female here, heya. They're still chatting with me. Like, after I yelled at them to tell me the name of the Lone Ranger's horse. 22M. Okay. Sorry, go to the next question.
Time for the next question. This is the final category. It is on Australia.
Uh-huh.
What is the name of the popular Australian food spread used on sandwiches, toast, and pastries? A. Marmalade. B. Marmite. C. Vegemite. D. Thermite.
I hope they don't use thermite.
It's a popular sandwich spread in Australia.
This thermite is delicious. I'm going to go with my last one. I think I know the answer to this. I think it's either Marmite or Vegemite.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do my 30-second Yahoo.
Okay.
For this
one. Let me know when you're ready.
So when does the timer start?
Oh, when I say go.
Can I go to yahoo.com first, or do I need to, like, you know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to say ready, go, and then the timer starts.
Sure, but, like, am I at Yahoo already, or do I need to, like, wait to enter yahoo.com?
You can be there already. I think that's the way we did it last time.
All right. Well, it's loading. Hold on. All right, okay. I'm ready.
All right,
holy
ready?
Holy shit, Yahoo. Go ahead.
Go.
Sorry. What is the name of the spread used in Australia? Right? This takes forever to load. Australia's official site. Thank you.
15 seconds have elapsed.
Okay, got it. Vegemite. Vegemite, final answer.
C, Vegemite is your final answer.
Yes.
All right, that is correct. You are 3 for 3.
I did it. That wasn't that bad. Yahoo. It was kind of confusing because they had a lot of ads.
I mean, it only took me about 8 seconds to do a Bing search last time, and it took about 20 seconds for that Yahoo search. So, could have gone ugly, but
it did. Yeah.
You pulled it off.
Yeah. Hillary Duff is trending, according to Yahoo. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. All right, so I got 3 for 3. I did it.
Yes, so you're in the lead. It is now 2 to 3.
2 to 3, and I'm in the lead.
Yes.
That was a good set of questions, though.
Yeah, that was good.
I like the Parliament of Owls the best.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good, like I said, novel. Oh, you know what? That could also be a good, like, metal band.
Yeah.
The Parliament of Owls. And they, like, dress up as owls.
They each have, like, owl names.
Oh, yeah. Like
for each other.
Hooter.
Yeah, Hooter. He's the lead singer. They all wear owl masks, and Hooter has has the best owl mask.
Right, he's the scariest one.
Yeah.
Hooter and Wing. Wing, that's the bassist.
Yeah, Wing.
And then what would the guitarist's name be? Feather? Could be like Feather. Or like Screech. Screech.
Screech, yeah.
Right. And then the drummer is like Prey. Ooh.
Talon!
Bam! Yeah. I love it.
Talon the drummer.
Yes. So Hooter, Wing,
Screech
and Talon.
The Parliament of Owls.
That is like
a city near you.
That is a fantastic band lineup right there.
Yeah.
Like I would see them. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's a great name.
They could have, like, an owl man at their shows. You know those nature men that have, like, all the animals?
Have, the, like, owls. The ones that, like, come to talk shows and, like, bring their animals with
yeah,
them?
Yeah, they could have one of those guys, and he would, like, fly owls
like
around.
A Mutual of Omaha, like, dude yes. That's, like, resenting he's, owls.
Yeah.
And he's in, like a khaki, like zookeeper outfit or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He has owls on the shoulder. And then, like, they fly around while they're playing music.
Yes.
Like, in the rafters or whatever.
Yeah.
This is a screech owl. This is a hoot owl.
This is a barn owl.
This is a barn owl. They have a different thing. Yeah. He's, like, educating the public on owls.
While they sing.
Yes. Great. Well, let's wrap up this episode.
Got it.
So, this has been episode 11 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Timeasis.
I am Bat Snacks.
Remember to contact us, tweet us at TimeBatsHow, or email us at contact@timebatshow.com. And remember to go to the next Parliament of Owls show when it comes to town, because they're a fantastic band.
Yeah, do it.
You have any parting words?
Thanks for tuning in.
Yep, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, see you later.
See you later.